when I first came on in the early 90s, we saw it peaked. We saw 120 plus homicides. What we saw too, though, is from about 95 to 2005, we saw a significant decline, and then we saw another uptick. We went from about 60 plus homicides up to 85. And again, it shocks the conscience. Consistently, we as blacks are the victims of homicide more often, and also the suspects disproportionately. But also what you have to look at is those are the demographics that people stop talking about and just rest there. It's deeper than that. You have to look at social, economic opportunities, educational opportunities. It's multifaceted, and we keep wanting to pick and pull at one piece of it and not heal the whole issue. We just want to deal with symptoms.
One of the things that you have talked about, and one of the recurring themes that we'll probably see tonight or hear tonight, is the ready availability of guns and the willingness to use them on a dime for little to no reason. Let me play devil's advocate here. We're in a Second Amendment country, sure. And there are a whole lot of people who own guns that never pull the trigger in the face of another human being. What's the difference? What's happening here that it's so easy to take a life?
What I think the issue is, most importantly, is responsible gun owners, they're never a part of this conversation. If you're locking your gun up, if you have it legally and you're taking care of it so it doesn't fall into the wrong hands, it's not a problem. But what we're seeing is people are being irresponsible. And also, to be quite frank, I'm not a politician, but we're talking about legislation that can also add to that problem. Some of the laws we need to speak up to stop before they pass, because it's only going to make it worse.
A lot of the people committing these murderers, and we've already talked about this too, are repeat offenders. If that's true, and that a lot of these perpetrators have lengthy rap sheets, do you agree, Chief Putney, that we should have tougher laws?
I believe we should use the ones that we already have.
Yeah.
I can't say this enough. We keep acting like one of these conversations is going to be the little nugget that we missed. They don't exist. What we need to be doing is modeling what we want our kids to emulate. And I can tell you, we act like this is insurmountable because, you know, you can sell papers and have more listeners, but it is not. It is a lot of heavy lifting. And here's the other thing. This is tough. We're going to have people who have a lot of influence give up some of this authority and power and allow some people who don't to have a seat at the table, as a brother said. And that's simple. I'm not asking you to tutor or spend time with kids that you're afraid of. What I am asking you to do is fund those who are willing to do the work to do it for the people that you might be afraid of. I'm not going to say come by Yah and let's overcome everything. What I'm going to say is if you have financial means, support the work that needs to be done that changes these outcomes, and then you get out of the way and shut your mouth and let those of us who are willing to change outcomes do so. If all you can contribute is your money, do so. I don't need your opinion, though, but give us the money to make things happen.